possibility that your life might be unfolding in rhythms you can't fully see while you're inside them will make more sense. Just like a seed underground, right? That doesn't look like progress until the day it starts to break the surface and bloom from the ground. So if this is truly a reset year, then beginning again is not evidence that you did something wrong. I would say that it may actually be that you are aligned, and it might be the most aligned thing you could be doing is beginning again, because this is a 1 year in numerology and they don't reward perfection. They don't require certainty or ask you to prove your worth or anything. It's a whisper. It's a whisper that to start where you are and start honestly and start small. And when you remember that you were born on a day with its own quiet symbolism and its own rhythm of beginning and becoming, it becomes a little harder to believe that your life is random or late or off track. Hello, hello, magical friends. Yo, me. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. So glad you're here with me today. Today's episode began in a very serious, very scholarly place, inspired by TikTok. I came across a video of some dude ranking birthdays as either pretty or ugly, which, first of all, feels extremely bold. And yeah, second of all, feels like information we didn't ask for, maybe because I'm a little butthurt, because truly he was like, my birthday is February 8th or something like that. He's like, that's a pretty birthday. Now an ugly birthday, August 19th. First one he said, and I knew it deep down. I was like, oh my God, he's totally going to say 819. He declared it ugly, which obviously I took personally, right? Well, for about a minute, but I was like, okay, what do you mean by ugly? Because this is a perfectly beautiful golden summer birthday, late summer. I'm a Leo sunset, sir. This is warm air. This is main character potential. What are you talking about? Anyway, whatever. After the mock pass, I noticed something more interesting underneath the joke. Why did it even feel meaningful at all for me? Well, birthdays, which are technically just dates on a calendar, right? But they do carry personality and symbolism, even destiny sometimes. That's why I actually think August 19th is beautiful. Yes, if you're not into odd numbers, I totally get why 19's not a favorite. I get it. I could see what he meant. However, it's a special day. And I'll tell you what, no matter what your birthday is, yours is too. And so I'd say that tiny, ridiculous TikTok spiral somehow opened up a big, much bigger curiosity in me about numbers and about timing and about whether the exact day you arrive here might hold a quiet kind of pattern or meaning, which led me into looking at two things. First, the numerology of the year we're in now, which is obviously 2026, and why so many people seem to feel like they're starting over in subtle, invisible ways. And second, the hidden meaning inside your actual birth date and why I'm starting to believe there may be no such thing as an ugly birthday at all. No, but truly, there's no ugly birthday. But it was funny. It's a clever TikTok, a good TikTok. He wasn't talking numerology. I think he was just talking aesthetically looking at it. Fine, whatever. I'm not going to take too much offense, but it's a special birthday, okay? And so is yours. So today I want to explore this gently and curiously with you. This is nothing you have to believe. It's just patterns and symbols and possibilities to wonder about it. Because if this really is a kind of collective reset year, then maybe the timing of your life and the numbers woven into it are more meaningful than they first appear. And so maybe you're not behind at all. Maybe you're standing right at the beginning of something new. So let's start with the year that we're actually living inside of, which is 2026, right? In numerology, every year carries a kind of symbolic theme. This is like an emotional weather pattern, a tone, a question the year is asking all of us at the same time. And the way that you find that theme is surprisingly simple. You just add the numbers of the year together. So we got 2 + 0 + 2 + 6, and that equals 10. And then in numerology, you reduce it again, the 10 to the single digit, so 1 + 0, which equals 1, which means 2026 is a 1 year. And in numerology, 1 is the number of beginnings. So identity, initiation, courage, starting from 0, planting something new before you have any proof it will grow. But also, here's the part that makes this interesting and also a little comforting. Beginnings rarely feel like beginnings when you're inside them. So they don't usually feel exciting or cinematic or something. They honestly often feel quiet and normal and maybe unclear or maybe a little vulnerable, like you're standing in an empty room without knowing what will fill it yet. And so when you're in a 1 year collectively, when we're all in it, a lot of people can start to feel this at the same time. And maybe that's not in life in general. Maybe that's in just one little sector of life. But there may be something, some area where we feel like we are beginning again. So you might notice subtle life pivots or identity shifts, relationships changing shape, work feeling different, old versions of yourself quietly dissolving. So not always dramatically, sometimes almost invisibly, just this strange sense of something is ending and something else is trying to begin, but it isn't fully visible yet. And in a culture that celebrates momentum and clarity and obvious success that is there for all of us to see, that in-between space can feel like failure, like you're not doing much. It can feel like you're behind, like everyone else has something figured out and you somehow missed the boat. But numerology, I would say numerology offers a softer possibility. So what if this feeling isn't personal at all? What if we're living through a collective reset point where the real work of the year isn't proving anything, but simply beginning honestly? Because 1 years, numerology 1 years, they don't ask you to have the whole plan, right? They don't require certainty or demand immediate results or anything, or they just ask for something much quieter and much braver. So it's a first step, a new truth, a willingness to start again without pretending you already know the ending. And when I look around lately at conversations that I'm having, at stories friends are telling, at the subtle emotional tone in so many people's lives, I keep sensing the same quiet theme. Not collapse, not chaos, but reset. Like we're all given this strange, gentle invitation to begin the next chapter a little more honestly than before. If the year itself can carry a symbolic theme, it naturally opens a more personal question. What about the day you were born? Because birthdays, they're interesting. They're ordinary in one way, right? They're just a day. It's just an arbitrary day. It's a calendar square, a moment that keeps repeating every 12 months. And yet, they never feel neutral. They feel personal, right? They feel significant, almost like they hold a certain texture of meaning, even if we can't explain why. And this is where numerology becomes less about prediction and more about poetry. Not telling you who you must be or who you are or anything, just it's offering symbols to wonder about. When it comes to feeding your baby, confidence is everything, and that's why I love Bobbie. Bobbie's organic European-style infant formulas are designed to support all feeding journeys, whether you're breastfeeding, combo feeding, exclusively formula feeding, or just keeping a backup can in the pantry. Bobbie is a brand that truly meets parents where they are. So what really stood out to me is how thoughtful Bobbie is about every detail. They only use carefully sourced ingredients backed by proven science, and every single batch goes through over 2,000 safety and quality checks before it ever leaves their U.S. manufacturing facility. That level of care makes such a difference when you're choosing what goes into your baby's bottle. Bobbie also offers a full suite of recipes and holds some of the most trusted certifications out there: USDA Organic, EU Organic, European Organic, Clean Label Project Purity Award, and Clean Label Project Certified Pesticide Free, a high quality infant formula you can genuinely feel good about. And parents aren't the only ones who love it. Bobbie has been recognized as Babylist's 2025 Top Choice Organic Formula and named 2025 Top Choice by Consumer Reports, which says so much about the trust they've built. I love that Bobbie was created by moms who couldn't find a formula that met their standards, so they made one that did. It's inclusive, intentional, and built to help parents feed with confidence no matter what their journey looks like. If you want to learn more, head to HiBobbie.com. That's HiBobbie.com, HiBobbie.com, to find the organic, clean, high-quality infant formula trusted by parents and loved by babies.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. February can make it feel like everyone else has their love life figured out, whether you're married or you're dating or you're single or focusing on yourself. It's easy to feel behind or like you're doing something wrong, but the truth is that most of us are still figuring it out as we go. Therapy can be a really helpful space to slow down and get honest about what you want, what feels heavy, and where you might be putting pressure on yourself. You don't have to be in a crisis to benefit from it. Sometimes it's just about gaining clarity and understanding what's been weighing your relationships down. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched with a licensed therapist through a short questionnaire so you can focus on what you actually want to work on. And if your first match doesn't feel right, you can switch to a different therapist at any time. With over 30,000 therapists and more than 12 years of experience, BetterHelp has helped millions of people move forward with more clarity and confidence. No matter where you are right now, you're right on time. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com.
So here's a gentle way to look at the numbers. There are just many complex systems in numerology, but I want to keep this simple and also spacious. So there are two small places to look. First, your life path number. This comes from adding your birth date together until you reach a single digit from 1 to 9. And so each of those numbers is traditionally associated with a kind of archetype of becoming, not a box. It's more like a theme your life keeps circling. So very softly, very briefly. So you add your month, your birthday, and your year together, get the single digit, and it's 1 through 9, even though each number is very in-depth. I'm just going to cover the basics of each, just share some words that are tied to each digit. So 1 carries the energy of beginnings, independence, initiation. 2, sensitivity, connection, emotional awareness. 3, expression, creativity, voice, and joy. 4, building, stability, foundations, devotion to the long term. 5, change, freedom, movement, reinvention. 6, care, responsibility, love, tending to others. 7, depth, seeking solitude, inner truth. 8, power, material, mastery, leadership in the physical world. And 9, compassion, completion, old soul, wisdom, letting go. Again, not rules, just symbols, and they're mirrors people have looked into for a long time. But yeah, that's not the whole equation. That's just the number of the day itself, because sometimes meaning hides in the smallest places. And so this is where I went back to my ugly birthday, August 19th. So when you look at 19 symbolically, something quietly beautiful appears, right? Because, well, again, we know 1 is the number of beginning, which, yes, you can take each number of your birthday to also understand where perhaps your human or your soul is navigating in this world. So 1, again, is the number of beginning, as we've talked about, and leadership and initiation and the courage to step forward first. So I like having 1 in my birthday, and I like having the number 9. I really love having the number 9 in my birthday. 9 is the number of completion and wisdom. Like I said, old soul wisdom, compassion, and the end of a cycle that turns into understanding. So inside the number 19 is this strange poetic pairing, the beginning and the ending held in the same breath, right? It's beautiful. 1 and 9, they're truly the beginning and the ending. And so when I saw that, I actually got a little emotional, because honestly, that doesn't really feel ugly at all. It feels like a whole, like a completion in some way. It's beautiful. It's learning and releasing, restarting with a little more heart each time. And yeah, suddenly the date felt less random, less odd, less cosmetic, and just more, it's more symbolic. And I love, of course, having 8 for abundance. So 8/19 to me is a cool birthday. But no birthday is accidental, and this is the part that I want to offer gently, not as fact, just as possibility to sit with. So what if there are no meaningless birthdays, right? What if every date holds a certain rhythm or invitation or a certain way of moving through the world? Not destiny written in stone, just it's poetry written in numbers. Because whether you believe in numerology or not, something is true. You arrived here at a very specific moment in time. It's not earlier, it's not later, it's that day, that one day. And so maybe at the very least, it's beautiful to imagine that your arrival wasn't random noise, but part of a pattern you're still slowly discovering. And of course, once I started looking more into this, I had this very normal, very human thought of, okay, well, what is my full number then? So you add your, like I said before, your month, the day, the full birth year together, and you reduce it to a single number. And so for my birthday, August 19th, 1990, add all those numbers together, you get one. So numerology, again, initiator, beginning, the one who starts new chapters, sometimes more than once in this lifetime, which makes so much sense for me. My friends know me as somebody who has lived many different lives. And I think it's just so fun to look at that. I had this quiet moment of like, oh yeah, because if I look honestly at my life, so much of it has been about starting over. This birthday makes sense for my human and my soul. This ugly birthday. No, but I have new beliefs all the time, paths, versions of myself, letting one identity end so another one can begin. And it's not always graceful, and it's also not really by choice ever, but it happens consistently throughout my life, beginning again. And then I also realized something that honestly gave me chills a little bit is that, I mean, we are in the year 2026, which we have covered is one for numerology, the collective beginning, a reset, a seed planting moment. And even though this is an episode that you would think would be in January, you look at my January episodes, and a lot of them is about beginning again, starting from ground zero, allowing yourself to ease into a year as we begin something new. And I didn't know that one. I've totally forgot about looking into the numerology of 2026, to be quite honest with you. And it makes sense to me because I share what I'm going through. And I feel like this new fresh start lately, and clearly it seems like I'm not alone in that. And so it makes sense that when you go one layer deeper, that my personal year for 2026 is also one. So it's like this strange alignment of ones, my life path, the universal year, my personal cycle, all pointing toward the same quiet message: begin again. But many of you, and maybe your numerology number is different, but a lot of you are also experiencing beginning something again this year in some way. Or maybe it'll happen later this year because it's 2026, but there might be something where you are going to start fresh in one sector of your life or many. And it might not be dramatic and it might not happen perfectly, but it will likely happen and in an honest way. And so whether you believe in a numerology or not, there was something just deeply comforting in that, because it reframed this season of my life from feeling like I was behind to feeling like I might actually be standing at the very beginning of something new. That sense of that 2026 may be a collective beginning, and the quiet symbolism hidden inside your own birthday, it might start to feel softer, right? One of the hardest feelings to carry as a human is the feeling of feeling behind where you thought you'd be, or behind other people, or behind some invisible timeline that society has you on, and something that you also probably never consciously agreed to, but somehow you still might measure yourself against. And so in seasons of reset, which is what a one year is, a year one in numerology, it's a reset, and often. And so that feeling honestly can get louder if it's really sticking with you, because resets, they don't always feel impressive, right? They can look like you're starting over quietly, or you're making different choices that no one's applauding or understanding, or they're confused by, or you're releasing identities that once felt certain, or you're walking into the unknown without proof. And so from the outside, it can look like nothing is happening, but from the inside, everything is rearranging itself. And this is where the idea of sacred timing begins to matter. And it's not in a cliche way, not in an everything happens for a reason type of way. I mean, that dismisses real pain or real uncertainty, right? But it's in a quiet way. I keep saying that. It's really in a quiet way usually. So the possibility that your life might be unfolding in rhythms you can't fully see while you're inside them will make more sense. Just like a seed underground, right? That doesn't look like progress until the day it starts to break the surface and bloom from the ground. So if this is truly a reset year, then beginning again is not evidence that you did something wrong. I would say that it may actually be that you are aligned. And it might be the most aligned thing you could be doing is beginning again, because this is a one year in numerology, and they don't reward perfection. They don't require certainty or ask you to prove your worth or anything. It's a whisper. It's a whisper that to start where you are and start honestly and start small. And when you remember that you were born on a day with its own quiet symbolism and its own rhythm of beginning and becoming, it becomes a little harder to believe that your life is random or late or off track. Maybe you are not behind. Maybe you are standing at a doorway that only looks like emptiness because it is actually a beginning. So again, Universal Year One is like a global sunrise and a reset button. It's the first page of a new 9-year cycle, right? So I'll go one by one, bit by bit for each life path meeting this year as one. So one, if your life path is one in this 1 year, then you're amplifying a rebirth, major identity reset. This is going to be a bold new chapter. It's going to probably activate some sort of leadership in you or independence in some way. And it might be scary, but it will be aligned. So this will be the strongest resonance with the year, which is why if your life path is one in this year, maybe everything feels a little intense right now, but very meaningful. Now, if your life path is two in this year of one, you're learning to choose self. Boundaries are forming. Relationships might be redefining themselves. You may feel the courage to speak your truth more or moving from pleasing to authentic connection. Now, if your life path is three in a year of one, you might be having a creative reawakening. A new voice is emerging or desire to express something honestly. You might be leaving behind old personas or joy returning after heaviness. This could feel like color is coming back into your life. If your life path is four in this year of one, new foundation is being built. So there's a practical life reset. Your career or your home structure may be changing. There may be a slow but solid beginning, and there could be long-term stability seated. So it's not flashy, but deeply important. So if your life path is five in this year of one, freedom doorway is opening. There may be sudden change, travel, movement, reinvention in your life, and maybe you're breaking old constraints, which is awesome. Or this could be thrilling, but also before it's great and it feels free, there might be some lack of stability. You might be destabilizing some, but this will feel like the cage door is finally opening. If your life path is six in this year of one, redefining responsibility may be a theme for your life. So you may have new roles in your love life or your family life. You may be healing old caretaking patterns or choosing yourself without feeling guilty about it. And so this is going to be a heart-centered chapter in your life, a new chapter. You'll have a quiet emotional reset. If your life path number is seven in this year of one, there's an inner awakening beginning. You might become even more spiritually curious than before. That spiritual curiosity is deepening. Solitude might be calling you, and there could be truth seeking that's intensifying, or your outer life might be quieter and your inner life might feel louder. It'll be a mysterious year for you, but also very sacred and very subtle. Life path eight in this year of one, a power cycle is restarting. Perhaps your career ambition is rising, or your financial direction might be shifting. You might be receiving some leadership opportunities or reclaiming authority, like stepping back onto the throne after some reflection. And so this will be a big power cycle year for you. And then if your life path number is nine in this year of one, you're finally free to begin again. You've got a deep past cycle that is closing, which is going to bring you such an exhale, an emotional release. And forgiveness might be a huge theme this year for you. And also stepping into a completely new identity. So for nines, this can feel profoundly relieving. So yeah, that's what's beautiful about a year like 2026 is that it doesn't erase who you are. It just meets you where you already are. Because in numerology, we're all walking through the same collective doorway, but we're carrying different stories as we enter. And so this is the same year, same beginning, but a different kind of sunrise for every soul. So maybe the question was never whether your birthday is pretty or ugly. Maybe the more interesting question is why we feel somewhere deep down that the moment we arrived here means something at all. Not in a rigid, destiny-written way or one that removes choice or mystery, but in this quiet sense that our lives unfold in patterns that we can only recognize after we've lived through them. And so if 2026 truly carries that energy of beginning or that first page, a reset, a return to something more honest, then maybe this season of your life isn't empty. Maybe it's unwritten. Maybe the uncertainty you feel isn't failure, but it's space. Space where something new has permission to grow without needing to prove itself yet. And maybe the number is tied to your birth, the exact timing of your arrival, the strange poetry hidden in a date on a calendar. Maybe they aren't there to define you. Maybe they're just a gentle reminder that your life has always had a certain kind of rhythm, even in the chapters that felt lost or late or unclear. So anyway, if this is a beginning, a real one, even a quiet one, you don't have to rush it and you don't have to understand it yet. You don't have to become someone new overnight. You only have to do the smallest, bravest thing a beginning has ever asked of anyone, to take the next true step. And trust that the rest of the story will meet you there. Anyway, with all that being said, thank you for being here with me. Let me know if this resonated with you or what your life path number is on Substack or Instagram. My handle is at Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. With all that being said, I'll see you next Monday. We'll connect with your soul next Monday. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.